Phone's right over there, John.
What's her number?
Are your hosts Jason and Anna?
Hey everybody, let's get lost, shall we? It's the extra special super show Delta Park Gets Lost. Long time no see.
It's a double edition.
Yeah, we're gonna do a double header here. It's 3:13 and 3:14. The Man from Tallahassee and Exposé, and we will do them in that order. But first, we should probably apologize to you. Although it's not something that we normally do, you know, because we're always right, never wrong. And always on time. But we've never, ever, ever missed a Lost show. And I feel kind of guilty about that.
But, you know, things happen. I'm going to leave it there because you don't want to know my dirty laundry.
Yeah. So. I was sick on Sunday and when we were going to do the show. And then we had some unexpected guests. Yep. Let's just leave it at that.
Yep.
So let's talk about the Man from Tallahassee. We're going to go through these pretty quickly. But this was Locke-centric. I liked it. It was Locke all the time.
Favorite character on the show.
And
although Ben's a close second, I do like Ben. So Ben and Locke, bonus.
And suck it in because we're not going to see Locke again for 5 more weeks, or so I hear.
They're crazy. I read an article recently that said that Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse saying that they know that Locke is the center of the show and the heart of the show, and so let's leave him out for 5 weeks because everybody loves him. What is wrong with them?
Don't get me started on those.
If I see them in person, I'm going to knock their heads together.
We're just going to slap them upside of the head.
And then we'll ask them lots of questions.
So the show was over, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. A magic box?
Yeah.
I've put this much in for a freaking magic box.
Freaking with laser beams.
Freaking magic box. But it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor. But which makes us start thinking, well, what else has come out of this box? Because we've seen all kinds of weird things. Jack's dad, recently a cat, there's been a horse.
Dave.
I don't know if Dave was real or if Hurley really is crazy. That's neither here nor there. A T-Rex, maybe? The Black Monster? Is he a conjurer of the box? I don't know. But this episode was great because we finally found out how come Locke was in the wheelchair.
Right.
How come he can walk? And kind of reunite Ben and Locke from when they spent all the time in the Swan Hatch. And we have a nice little montage of that here.
It's all right, John. You don't have to point the gun at me. I can tell you where Jack is.
I'm not looking for Jack. I'm looking for the submarine.
The Man from Tallahassee, what is that?
Some kind of code?
No, John, unfortunately we don't have a code, for there's a man in my closet with a gun to my daughter's head. Although we obviously should.
It wasn't easy, you know. Being in that hatch with you all that time.
Knowing you had no business walking around. Knowing I couldn't even ask you about it without telling you who I really was.
So ask me now. Now that I know who you really are.
Was it immediate?
He's Ben.
It started the moment you got here?
Yeah.
Walking, the feeling returned right after the crash. That day.
That's what immediate means, Ben. You're wondering why it hasn't happened for you. You're not recovering as fast as you'd like. How long's it been since Jack fixed you? A week? Now that I think about it, how did you get sick in the first place?
Are you afraid it'll go away, John? Is that why you want to destroy the submarine? Because you know if you ever leave this island, you'll be back in the chair?
You got anything to eat?
Finally, Alosti has the answers, and the other is like, what's going on? Oh, and then he just comes up with some quick line on it.
Yeah, you got anything to eat? I noticed him filling up his water bottle with water from the tap and everything, checking out the refrigerator. It made me laugh.
Eating the chicken, which was probably drugged with something. I don't know. Why did he blow up the sub?
Because he doesn't want to leave the island, because he loves the island, and he wants to figure out the island, and the island has been good to him, and his life elsewhere sucked.
Right.
It was terrible.
Right, and so, and we've known all along, or not all along, for quite a while, that, I guess when we found out that Locke was in a wheelchair, and that when Rose had her cancer that went away, I'm wondering, you think Rose was just all cancer, and then the island got rid of all the cancer, and she disappeared from the show?
Yeah. Now she's gone.
She was made of cancer.
Who knows? Either that, or Desmond went back in time and replaced Rose and...
I was going to talk about that.
With Nikki later, and Paolo.
Yeah, that's funny.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I stole your joke.
Honey, you know what?
I just owe you a nickel.
It's actually Tim's joke, and I'll give him credit for it later after the Nikki and Paolo thing when I explain it. So Ben is obviously jealous of Locke and his abilities, and it kind of gives Locke an upper hand in this situation. Finally,
he didn't have it before, but Locke still gets manipulated.
Right, and then he like talks down to him when he comes up with the metaphor. You understand boxes, right?
Yeah.
Let me put it so you'll understand.
That's Ben for you. He's a jerk.
Picture a box. You know something about boxes, don't you, John? What if I told you that somewhere on this island, there's a very large box, and whatever you imagined, whatever you wanted to be in it, when you opened that box, there it would be. What would you say about that, John?
I'd say I hope that box is big enough to imagine yourself up a new submarine.
So I want to know, I would like to have a flashback better than the one that we got at the last season, I guess, of the plane crashing. I would love an others flashback of what life was like on this island before the plane crash.
Well, I think the season finale is a Ben flashback.
Oh.
So...
Well, but
we may find something out there.
Well, he says he's been on the island his whole life, so hopefully it'll be island flashback.
With his daddy, Jacob. Oh, and then evidently, these are just spoilery things that are possibly in the future, but there's going to be another one coming up in a couple of weeks that's a 70s flashback that's supposed to have Roger Workman in it. So it's supposed to be like the beginning of the Dharmas something. Yeah. So
funny.
We may find something out then, too. So did Locke conjure up the man from Tallahassee and then he was just on the island? Did they conjure him up? Was he on the plane? Did they bring him over?
They brought him over.
I don't know.
They knew who all these people were. Of course they brought him over. You think they don't have the ability to find the con man?
I don't know.
You're
not going to start talking about the magic box again, are you? No, John.
Oh, but listen to this.
I'm going to show you what came out of it. Some communion with this island, John. And that makes you very, very important. You have no idea what you're talking about, of course, but in time you'll have a better understanding of things. So what do I want? I want to help you, John.
Why?
Because I'm in a wheelchair and you're not. Ready to see?
And of course we're like, oh, they're gonna go to black right here.
Nope, they actually let us see. makes me think that they didn't get him, the man from Tallahassee. I think that he must have come upon the island somehow. Because Ben sounded surprised about him being here. Like, oh my gosh, Locke.
Well, yeah, when he sent Richard to go get him, he's like, go get the man from Tallahassee. He's like, why?
Yeah.
Of course, he didn't know that Locke was there in the closet at the time either. But I don't know. Although, he could have been on the plane because in the flashback, which we're going to play really quick here, he was drinking the same liquor that Desmond and Widmore were drinking and that they were drinking then that they found on the island and were drinking on the beach. So it just, the only other person in the world that drinks it was on the plane. And
only other person.
So in the flashback, we find out all kinds of con man-y stuff, and it's not all that big except for when you confront your dad, crap goes down. That's what happens.
What did you do?
John,
tell me you didn't do it.
What are you talking about?
Tell me that you didn't kill that kid.
What? You think I had something to do with Peter's death?
I tell you to end things with his mother, and the next thing you know, he's dead.
John, now calm down, please. Think about what you're saying. Why would I kill Peter?
He was on to you!
John, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm not sweating some rich kid.
Then why are you still here?
What do you mean?
I tell you to leave. You tell me you're gonna leave town. Why are you still here?
Listen, John. I'll be honest with you. I didn't end it. I was looking for an angle. I wanted to make some money before I skipped out. But then all this happened. Peter died and everything just went straight into the tank. She's devastated. She's called off the wedding. There's no profit in it, John. I'm a con man, not a murderer.
Liar.
She called off the wedding.
She said she couldn't deal with it. She needs to be alone.
So if I were to call her right now, that's what she would tell me.
Phone's right over there, John.
Wait for it.
And then it gets...
What's her number?
Ouch.
So it obviously wasn't premeditated. It was kind of a... I'm going to throw you out the window. Yeah. Yeah, really cool, I think. And then, of course, there's the same scene of Locke being put into his wheelchair and then him helping Ben out of bed into his wheelchair, yeah, which was kind of cool. So basically,
and it also helped understand Locke's motivation for staying on the island because he hated that chair so much and was so humiliated and would rather be dead than be in that chair.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that explains his passion.
Which is also, you know, when he started to lose his ability to walk with Boone... And how he it was just
tried
tore him apart.
To figure out what the island needed.
Yeah.
It wanted a sacrifice. It wanted Boone.
Yep. So Locke's dad gets caught in a con, kills a kid, pushes Locke out the window. We're wondering if Locke's dad is the same guy that Sawyer is after, that actually conned his parents, and that he named himself after.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised
at all. Because
it's all
about con, man, and stuff like that.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Other things in this episode that were kind of interesting. Saeed tells Alex that she looks like her mother.
And he kind of stuns her for a second.
And Tom and Jack are obviously now buddies. Mm-hmm. We saw them playing football, but now he let Kate in to talk to Jack.
And he told him about the microphones.
Yeah.
That he needed to be aware of that. So... Oh, and Jack's not going home because Locke blew up the sub.
Yep. All right, let's talk about
episode 14, Exposé.
Oh, let's pause for a commercial break. We'll be right back.
This show is made possible with support from 3x3 Club, a new game that takes ordinary postcards and turns them into a month-long adventure. Use the coupon code DPP to save 50% off a one-month subscription. Go to 3x3club.com and let the games begin.
So you're probably too busy to help me then.
No, not at all. I'm fine. I can help you. What can I do you for?
And we're back.
Okay, episode 14, Exposé. We're talking Paolo and Nikki centric here. And Paolo and Nikki, we love to hate them.
This
We've
was
hated
great.
Them all season long. And they're dead. Yeah. I know people think, oh, maybe they're not dead.
No, because
they're dead.
It had the soap opera twist at the end. They're going to come back, you know. Yeah. Oh, maybe you were wearing a bulletproof vest.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I'll get to more about this in a second, but let's recap real quick. So we learn finally who Paolo and Nikki are, the newcomers to the show. You know, they've been there the whole time, of course. They totally crashed with everyone else. We find out that they are lovers, and they steal $8 million worth of diamonds from Nikki's television director on a very bad show.
Soap opera that Hurley loved.
In Australia, yeah. And the writers poke fun at Nikki and Paolo's role as red shirts, and they give Nikki a line at the very beginning of the show about being a guest star who gets killed, and so you had to know that she was going to get killed off at the end of the show.
And one of the best cameos, I think, in the whole series, Billy Dee Williams.
Lando Calrissian.
Let's play that scene.
No. That's the money for the orphanage. That means, Mr. LaShad, you're the Cobra.
Sorry, baby, it's just business.
All this time it was you.
Pretty and smart. What a shame.
Razzle dazzle! Razzle dazzle!
Autumn Crystal. Bad news. Corvette was working for the Cobra. But fear not. He will pay.
And check your guide. Checking.
Well, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thank you. Billy Dee, it was so great working with you.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much.
Oh, sweet.
Take care.
You too.
Billy Dee. Okay. Razzle dazzle.
Razzle dazzle. That was pretty funny, I thought.
That's
all right,
the money
so
from the orphanage.
The story is about the minor role that Paolo and Nikki have played this whole time on the island. And
it was
we've
kind
never
of
seen them.
A lot of minor roles because, you know, Arts had a big role.
Yeah.
And of course, dead people, too, because it
yeah,
brought back
Yeah, it was great.
Shannon
we got to see
and
Ethan, Arts.
It's A-R-Z-T, so I think it's Arts.
And we got to see Shannon and Boone.
But let's just go.
Thanks anyway.
Boone!
I'm coming, Shannon.
If you quit flirting with random guys, maybe we could actually get on the plane.
Promise me we'll never end up like them.
And you will.
You will.
Fighting and dead.
Yep.
As it turns out. So we get to see the minor role that they play. And what made me laugh about this show was how Paolo and Nikki found Echo's brother's plane, and it was like such a big deal, and there's a whole episode, several episodes about the plane, and they're like, yeah, I'm not going up there. And we'll play a clip in a second, but we also have to play this other clip with it. They also found the Pearl hatch which was underneath the plane when it fell, way before anybody else. Didn't bother to tell anybody. Why? Because they only care about the diamonds, which means so much on this island.
We should have gone to Ethan. He would have helped.
Paolo, look.
Another plane. Looks like it's been here a while.
Go up there. Maybe there's a radio or something.
Are you insane? If I go up there, that thing's gonna fall.
Yeah, it is.
You're not gonna fall.
What? You want me to die? Come on. Let's keep going. Okay, let's do it.
Our carry-on bag fell from the sky, opened a manhole, crawled inside, and closed the doors behind itself. You don't want to climb up to a plane, but yeah. Now you want to climb down a ladder into a dark tunnel. I don't think so.
Sweet.
I'm sorry, that just made me laugh really hard.
So then later, he's looking for a hiding place for the diamond, so he goes back to the hatch. And when they went to the Pearl, you know, we just thought, oh, Paolo's got to go poop.
Right. What's the guy in the bathroom?
He's going to get his diamonds. Of course, when he's stashing them, Juliet and Ben come in. This is just so funny that it's
and
ridiculous.
Juliet
but
and Ben come in before we even know they exist.
Right. Yeah. Before, it was after Ben left, but before Michael went over to get them.
Yeah.
I think. Let's listen to what they had to say.
Who left this open?
Tom was down here a couple of days ago.
Have them cover it up with a plane.
That him? Shepard?
Yes.
He's cute.
Foreshadowing?
Why are we doing this? Shepard will never agree to do the surgery.
No, I can convince him to do it.
How?
Same way I get anybody to do anything. I find out what he's emotionally invested in, and I exploit it.
So, what? We just grab all three of them, Ford and Austin, too?
No, they need to come to us.
And how do we make that happen?
Michael, of course.
Are we done here? This place gives me the creeps.
Yeah, we're done here.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
It was funny. It was the whole thing then became a soap opera, I think. I mean, it was the I'm not going to talk anymore. The way that they had the ending and all that stuff, it was just a whole big soap opera. Go ahead.
So, what happens is Nikki paralyzes Paolo. She never intends to kill him, but she throws the spider on him and paralyzes him because she's mad that he took the diamonds and didn't tell her. And then he explains why and she feels bad, but of course the pheromones from the spider attract other spiders and she gets bitten and runs out of the jungle and says, paralyzed. And they thought that she said Paolo lies. And she also got paralyzed. And so they're laying there on the beach the whole time as everybody's digging their graves, and they can probably hear it, they can see it, and they know their graves are being dug, and they can't do anything to save their own lives. And I was thinking about that for a good chunk of today. The whole time, because you realize they're not dead. That whole time they heard everything everybody said.
Right.
Oh, and of course,
Anna.
And then they got buried alive.
Anna, who hates tight spaces and spiders.
Yeah, it was like the ultimate horrible, horrible death scene. So
a lot of people didn't like this episode.
Right. And so here are some of the reasons why people.
Well, did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay.
I'll tell you why in a second. So, but I think that people's reasons for disliking it are completely legitimate, you know? So people are saying that these characters were pointless. I mean, they were put on the show and they never amounted to anything, and it was a diversion and it was laziness, according to some people, on the part of the writers. And they didn't even, some people were pissed that they didn't even try to make the characters more important to the whole story, like the new characters like Echo and Ben are important and very good characters.
And that's what we were saying when they were introduced.
Yeah. Like who are these people?
We couldn't understand why they were there or who.
Yeah.
And they weren't there for a reason.
No, they weren't.
Except to annoy us.
And so, that's kind of my next reason here that why people are pissed is because Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse have been responding to people going, oh my God, we hate these characters. Why are they on the show? And they're like, oh, they're part of a master plan. But that it was just a gimmick. The whole thing was a gimmick.
Or maybe it was the master plan was us to hate them and then they were going to kill them to make us happy.
Yeah. And then also people didn't like how they added these characters, unlikable characters, into pivotal scenes that were so important in the past couple of seasons. And then they kind of trivialized those scenes by having these characters like, oh, I'm part of it.
Yeah, Jack's big speech. And,
yeah. And
do you have a pen? Do you have a pen?
The crash. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, but here's why I liked it. I think that it poked fun at itself and at us, the internet freaks who have to do a podcast every week and you know, dissect everything that happens. And so they're totally, I think, making fun of us and maybe in themselves as well when they have these two characters who have no main role in the show. We've never really seen them before. And all these things like, what's with the hatch and what's with the plane? And we're all just freaking out about it and they don't care at all.
Right, right.
And I thought that was very funny. And I thought it poked fun of itself as well. I liked the cameos by the dead castaways. It was really nice to see Shannon and Boone and Arst and Ethan again.
Uh-huh.
And their demise, I really liked. Some people thought it was a really bad version of The Twilight Zone, but I thought it was. I liked it because I didn't know they were dead. Right. They were alive, I mean.
Well, and last week I read a spoiler that Paolo was going to get shot in the head, and I was like, oh, yeah.
I know. This was horrible. This was they were buried alive. Yeah. And then here's the thing. This is funny because a few weeks ago when we had the episode with Hurley that was a break from the storyline,
right,
I was really annoyed with that.
Uh-huh.
This one, I was very happy for the break. And I think it's because, A, I'm really annoyed with the main storyline and where it's going. And I've been disappointed in this whole season, quite frankly. And so I was like, great, that's fine. These people, I don't know them. Because otherwise, you know, they do a side thing about Hurley driving a van. And I'm like, Hurley knows everything that's going on about the others. And he's screwing around with a van. So right. I was right. frustrated that one of the main characters who's involved in the main mythology, the story wasn't advancing. But these guys are just a bunch of goofballs. Red shirts. And anyway, I really liked the show. Something about it really worked for me, but I can completely understand why people were pissed off as well.
I mean, it was fun. It yeah. didn't advance. We didn't learn anything.
We learned, though. No, I think that it advanced two little teeny things that are going to come up later.
Okay.
Son learned that Sawyer and Charlie kidnapped her, and it wasn't the others. That's not going to go away.
Right, we knew that already.
Right, but Son didn't know.
Right.
And we had forgotten. I mean, she's only just started bringing it up again recently.
Right, right.
So I think that's something that's going to come back. And I think that also in that clip, when we hear the others and Paolo's hiding in the bathroom, they're talking about they're going to use Michael. I mean, it gives me at least a little bit of a hint about how much Michael must have spent quite a bit of time with the others.
Yeah.
Before, you know, he went.
Well, he was gone for a long time.
He must have gone to them right away.
Yeah. I don't know how he got through the sonic fence, but.
Well, and we're never going to know because the actor, Harold.
Pierrot?
I forget his last name. Is in another show now and apparently, like, maybe can make it back for the finale. So we're never going to have a Michael flashback.
There was some. Little chit chat word. I don't even remember where I saw that today, but I know where I saw it, but I'm not going to tell you where to go look.
Okay.
Because it's all full of spoilers over there. No, you can talk about 2008 because wrote that for TV Squad.
Okay, so I write for a website called TV Squad, which you guys probably know by now. And there was an interview with Naveen Andrews, who plays Saeed on Sci-Fi Wire, and he said, like it was common knowledge, that Lost is probably not even going to start until January next year, and then they're just going to run straight through, like 24 does on Fox.
Good, because I didn't like the hiatus.
No, me neither. And it was a stupid place to do a hiatus, that episode. So they're planning on doing that, and also that Naveen Andrews and very diplomatically says, I really liked season one. And I'm like, hey, me too. So he's not so thrilled, but he's like, the writers got to do what they got to do.
Oh, and one last Nikki and Paolo thing. Tim wrote and said that maybe, you know, Desmond, he's going through time and over and over. Maybe somewhere in the past he changed it so that instead of Rose and Bernard getting on the plane, Nikki and Paolo got on the plane. And so that's why we see them, but we don't see Rose and Bernard anymore. I thought that was really funny.
I thought so, too.
So let's go to next week.
Yeah.
Big old cat fight in the jungle.
Hi-ya.
Next Wednesday.
Welcome to the wonderful world of not knowing what's going on.
Excuse me?
This jungle.
The reason Jack told you not to come back.
Will rumble.
Is because you broke his heart.
They're handcuffed together and they're fighting.
An all-new Lost. Next Wednesday at 10, 9 central. Only on ABC.
Look, so, I'm sorry, but I would not get in a fist fight with Kate.
No.
That girl's tough. Have you seen her?
Yeah.
She's buff.
Oh, yeah. So now that the sub's blown up, Juliet's not going home. So does that mean that she's going to go live with the Losties?
Yeah, probably. She's going to be an outsider.
Yeah.
Or she's going to go live with Danielle.
She's been branded.
Yes.
Hey, so that was the double show. It was little bit longer. And
sorry it was late, but we're back on track now. So.
You know.
Sometimes things happen, and
we're just going to leave it at that. Anna's pregnant, and her hormones just took over. Let's just leave it. No one died.
But they came close.
There were no charges pressed. But we're here to do the show. So thanks for listening. Thanks very much. Thanks for your feedback and your comments and your, hey, where the hell are you guys?
Are you still alive? Did you give up on Lost? Oh, my God.
And no, we did not give up on Lost.
No.
And we will catch you next week. I'm Jason.
And I'm Anna.
Seacrest out.
Just listen to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.
What happened, everybody? Where's Craig? Where's Frogert?